Matthew wrote, he says, "Now as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, 'We're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priest and to the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he'll be raised to life.'" Jesus told his disciples as to why they were going up to Jerusalem that day. He was going to be betrayed. He's going to be condemned to death. The Gentiles were going to mock and flog and crucify him. But then on that third day that he had raised to life. My question this morning, we have a couple questions that we're going to ask this morning, is that why don't you think that the disciples really believed what Jesus was saying to them? I think it was a surprise to them when he was going into the city, the things that happened to him. I believe that they were still devastated, not really understanding what the fulfillment or what the purpose was of why Jesus had to go through the things he did. But they were with him the whole time. They saw from the very beginning of his ministry how he had compassion on the people, how he loved them, how he performed the miracles that he did by feeding them and healing them. And yet, they still didn't understand that this was the culmination of his ministry, the focal point, the reason why Jesus came into this world. And as they were going to Jerusalem, Jesus had to explain to them again what's going to happen. I'm sure they were going through their minds, you know, when Jesus told them that he was going to be betrayed, they're like, who? What? You know, who's going to betray him? The Romans or the Jews or the... And I don't think that they expected it as one of them. And then when they were turned over and as he was beaten and flogged and eventually crucified, I think they were still thinking, what? But then he said, on the third day, I'll come back to life. What? I think they questioned the entire focal point and the climax of his ministry. But then we go to Luke 24, and you can turn there if you'd like. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8, says, "On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while you were still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words." Why do you look for the living among the dead? A strange question, but that question deserves an answer. Jesus told them earlier in the passage that he would rise again on the third day. I have a question this morning. Had Jesus ever lied to the people before? Had he ever told them that... That he was going to walk on the water and then hopped out of the boat and sank? Had he ever taken 5 loaves and 2 fish and says, "I'm going to bless this and we're going to feed the multitudes," and then come to find out that he had just maybe a cheeseburger and fries and not enough to feed everybody? Had he ever went away from them and said he was going to go pray, and then maybe the disciples went to find him and he's over there playing Monopoly with somebody? Jesus had never lied to him. But why should he lie to him now that he was going to be raised to life on the third day? But they were still wondering. Can you imagine if the ladies decided, well, Jesus said that he was going to raise on the third day. There's no need for us to go to the tomb today. He's not there. He's gone. But no, they They thought it was their duty, and they thought it was their responsibility to take care of the one who died on the cross and their loved one. They had to go take care of him because he's dead and laying in the grave. I think it would have been a much neater story if they would have just said, "He's not there. I'm not going to go over there. He's not there. Let's look forward to seeing him again." But they went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away. They didn't find Jesus, but they were fulfilling their obligation. If they could have believed Jesus about everything else that he had told them, why couldn't they just believe him that he was going to raise back to life? Maybe we're looking for the living among the dead sometimes too. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The resurrection chapter. Paul, who wasn't even at the resurrection or wasn't one of the apostles at this when Jesus was crucified, but he writes a wonderful message to the people at Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'll start with verse 12. He said, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him. But if he did not in fact raise him, then the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him." I would hate to think that I spent 16 years of my life standing behind a pulpit each Sunday morning proclaiming the resurrection of this man Jesus if he had not in fact been raised from the dead. I just can't believe that there are people who are preached these false religions, these false, what they believe is truth, but they tell all this stuff and it's not true, but I know for a fact that as I did stand behind the pulpit for 16 years, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has been raised from the dead. My preaching is not in vain. My faith is not futile. And you come to this service this morning and the services throughout our lives, and you believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Because if you don't believe that, you might as well just pack it up and go home. You're wasting your time. If y'all got something better else to do, go to it. But you don't. Because you believe that Jesus is raised and is alive today. Some more questions, if I may, or some more thoughts. Our preaching's not useless. Condemnation came to Adam. God told him, it says, "For dust you are, and dust you will return." And then when God spoke to Satan, he said, "I'll put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." And just like Jesus, we will be made alive. We're looking forward to the day that Jesus comes back to this earth to establish his kingdom. Now, we have a lot of family and a lot of friends who have been in the faith for a long time that have already passed away, and they're laying in the graves, and they're waiting to hear the voice of Jesus to call them forth. I remember back to Bible quizzing, and Cindy could probably quote this verse better than I can, but it says, and I'll do it from the King James. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall live. I'll tell you, Jesus heard the voice of God, and God called him out of the grave. You know, that's one question that I have in my mind. How did God do that? Did he just happen to go into the tomb where Jesus was laid, and did he just reach over there and kind of shake him a little bit? Jesus, wake up. You're alive. Breathe, son. And God raised him from the dead. Or did God go into the tomb and say, all right, Jesus, it's the third day. Let's get up and get on with life, because that's what you told the people you're going to do. Or did he just say, son, breathe again into the breath. You have my breath of life, and you're living again. You know, the resurrection for the believers is pretty traumatic. It's terrific. It's wonderful, and I've never experienced it before. But Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. He says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep." In other words, uninformed or not understand what it's all about. He says, for those who have fallen asleep, they sorrow not, like there's no hope. But it says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them that are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent those which are asleep. In other words, those who are dead. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we which are alive and remain we shall be caught up together with them in the clouds so to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. If the archangel wants to blow a horn and wake me up from my grave, so be it. If Jesus just wants to walk over to my grave and say, Daryl, wake up, that's okay. You know, I don't know if Jesus is coming at the beginning of the tribulation. I don't know if he's coming in the middle of the tribulation. I don't know if he's coming at the end of the tribulation. But I do know that Jesus is coming back. And if I'm dead before he comes back, I don't want any of you, if for some reason that you aren't with him, okay? And if you're not with Jesus, okay, if you're still alive and remain, if you're not with him for some reason, don't you all be going to my grave and looking for me. Don't look for the living among the dead. I wanted you to have the other scenario I wish that the ladies would have had when they went to find Jesus. We don't need to go there. He's not there. He told us he's going to raise from the dead. You have a promise in Scripture that just like Jesus was raised from the dead, you too will be raised from the dead. That's a promise. And the only reason I know that promise is true is because God gave it in His Word, and God has promised us. And like Jesus, God has never lied to us. You know, this is a day to rejoice. You know, we were talking at work the other day. We talked about Good Friday, quote unquote, Good Friday. And they said, well, why is it so good? And I said, you know, we all who are all Christians can walk around and mope and mourn and all kinds of things on Good Friday. But you know, that was the time when God, you know, he told us that Jesus would have to die, but the reason Jesus died was what? To provide salvation, to provide life and hope for the kingdom of God. And if Jesus has not been raised from the dead, then you are to be pitied. Well, folks, I'm not going to pity you at all, because Jesus is alive today. He's alive. Are you looking forward to seeing your loved ones in the future? Are you looking forward to that day? I don't know if we'll know them. I don't know if they'll know us. But all I know is those who have believed and repented of their sin and have been baptized and lived for Him, they will have the opportunity to walk in God's kingdom. What a day that's going to be. He arose the victor from the dark domain. Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Christ arose.